Only a few days have passed since the Church celebrated the Passion, Death and Resurrection of Jesus. It is not difficult, then, to draw links between the students who died so suddenly and tragically in Virginia and the resurrection. They have died, but they live on, and we hope and pray that they are experiencing the fullness of life, joy and peace of the resurrection. Yet experience has shown that after a tragedy, life is not always easy for those who survive. Inevitably, they find themselves asking, "Why me? Why did I survive and yet my friends died? Is there a reason why I am still living? How do I come to terms with what has happened?" It can be a long and difficult journey before answers are found to those questions. Yet, as Bishop Francis Di Lorenzo, the Bishop of Richmond, Virginia, points out, there is an answer.
I believe the question is, why am I still alive? I'm sure there are some students who wonder, why is it that I'm still alive and these other 32 persons have died? What does that mean for me? And I would suggest to them that God has an ongoing plan for them here and now. That obviously they are expected, they are anticipated to take this gift of life that they have, be thankful that there is a plan in their lives, and that they should search that plan out and then follow through on what they believe to be God's plan for them in this life. Live this life out to the fullest with his help and with his guidance.
The deaths of so many young people need not have been in vain. By finding answers to their questions, the survivors of the tragedy will allow a new light of hope to be born. Their memories, although sad, will have a new level of meaning, not only to themselves, but also to the rest of the world. They can become a light to the world.